From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Researchers say an experimental Ebola vaccine has shown to be highly effective at preventing the deadly disease. The World Health Organization said Friday that the vaccine has so far been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea. The British medical journal Lancet has published preliminary results and analysis. The new vaccine may be the silver bullet against Ebola, according to the foreign minister of Norway, one of several countries involved in the trials. The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people. China has won the bid to host the 2022 Winter Olympics in its capital of Beijing, making it the first city to host both the Summer and Winter Games. The decision comes despite vocal concerns from international rights groups and activists who say awarding Beijing is the wrong decision given its rights record. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
The vote to decide which of the two remaining cities bidding for the Games would win, Kazakhstan's Almaty and China's Beijing, was a close one, with 44 voting in favor of Beijing to 40 for Almaty. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor to announce the host city of the Olympic Winter Games 2022. Beijing.
Chinese officials and members of the bidding team who were at the IOC vote in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, leapt up from their seats and hugged one another after hearing the decision. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
This is VOA News. The new Taliban leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, is said to be in his early 50s and hails from Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province, the birthplace of the Islamist group. Mansour participated in the U.S.-backed Afghan insurgency, widely known as Afghan Jihad, against the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan between 1979 and 1989. Later, he participated in the Islamist armed struggle against the communist regime of Dr. Najibullah that was installed in Kabul after Moscow's military departure, 1989. Israeli police say an 18-month-old Palestinian child was killed and several other people injured in a house fire suspected to have been set by Jewish extremists in the West Bank. Authorities say the assailants started the fire early Friday in the village of Duma and scrawled Hebrew graffiti on a wall before fleeing. Israeli troops are looking for the suspects. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack. Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that a piece of plane debris found washed up on Reunion Island is a piece of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 that disappeared in March 2014 with 239 people on board. Martin Dolan, chief commissioner of the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, told reporters Friday that authorities hope to confirm the origin of the piece in the coming hours. Malaysia's aviation chief spoke about the significance of the discovery before heading to France to join the probe.
This is the most credible lead that we have to date.
The wing component, called a flapron, was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, which is east of Madagascar.
The fact that wreckage is on the Reunion Islands or in that Madagascar area is consistent with some of the modelling we've done in relation to current movements and our predictions as to where wreckage from 370 could make landfall if any of it was moving with the currents.
Warren Truss, Australia's Deputy Prime Minister. He says Australia will continue to search for the missing Malaysian jet in the identified area. He says a confirmation the wreckage is from 370 confirms it's in the Indian Ocean, but it doesn't pinpoint its exact location. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least five people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Kamboru Market on Friday. Witnesses to Friday's bombing say a number of people were injured as well. And the whistleblower WikiLeaks has published documents that it says the United States spied on Japanese officials and companies. WikiLeaks on Friday published a list of 35 companies, government ministries, and individuals that identified as targets of surveillance by the U.S. National Security Agency. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.